name of God, of the entire mankind, whose mercy is profound, whose love is everlasting. We are exploring the question as to whether it was Isaac or Ishmael who was sacrificed or offered for sacrifice by Abraham when God asked him to do so. And we are going through the contents of the book authored by Mr. Abdul Sattar Ghori to explore and find out the reality about this important question relevant to the text of the Bible. What we find in the text, and I am reading before you the translation of the Holy Bible, New International Version. Another important mention in the same context. And it says, "Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah." Now, in another chapter, the author, Mr. Ghori, he mentions that we have to also investigate through what is mentioned in the Bible and in the literature that we have from the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, as to who of the two sons was more entitled to be described by the expression that whom you love. The author clarifies that as Muslims, we have got no right to differentiate between different prophets. We accept, acknowledge, and love them all equally. And therefore, no distinction is allowed to be maintained between one prophet of God or another. However, the author is emphasizing that in an effort to understand the real true meanings of what the biblical text is saying, we have to explore objectively as to what Bible does to us to give us an indication as to who of the two could be qualified to be the genuine, true person who could be described with that expression. So, what he says is that the Bible mentions that when the good news of Isaac's birth was given to Abraham, Abraham said, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Genesis chapter 17, verse 18. In other words, as we have seen earlier, Abraham, when he got the good news of a second son coming to him, he responded by saying that, "Oh God, I would want Ishmael to survive and to continue to receive your blessings." And this, of course, was an expression of his profound love for Ishmael. According to Dr. Cohen, a Jewish commentator, this expression of Abraham in response to the Almighty's good news of the birth of Isaac actually meant that I would be satisfied if only Ishmael lived before you. In other words, according to this Jew commentator, Abraham said that, "Oh God, if you allow Ishmael to survive, that would be enough for me." However, of course, the advent of Isaac would be welcome and a bonus blessing from your side. The author then goes on to mention two authorities from the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. One authority mentions the fact, through the understanding of the Bible and the relevant literature that supports Bible, that Ishmael was the one, the son of Abraham, who had the attributes and qualities which enabled him to deserve the love and the sympathy of Abraham. And he quotes another authority, again from the Jews and the Christians, the same tradition, which clarifies that Isaac did not actually have the kind of attributes and abilities that would qualify him to be a very prominent person and therefore to be particularly loved by his father. The first of the two authorities mentioned by the author is Marcus Dodds, who comments about Ishmael in his book, thus. This book is the Expositor's Bible, and I quote, "But there he was, Ishmael, in actual flesh and blood, full of life and interest in everything, daily getting deeper into the affections of Abraham, who allowed and could not but allow his own life to revolve very much around the dashing, attractive lad," unquote. This is what Marcus Dodds has mentioned about Ishmael. And the other mention that the author Abdul Sattar Ghori quotes is of Hastings, who states in his work about Isaac. He says, in the Dictionary of Bible, "Isaac is a less striking personality than his father, is, deficient in the heroic qualities. He suffered in disposition from an excess of mildness and the love of quiet. He was rather shifty and timid in his relations with Abimelech, too easily imposed upon, and not a good ruler of his household, a gracious and kindly, but not a strong man." In other words, the authorities of Bible are actually acknowledging the fact that while on the one hand, Ishmael had the kind of qualities that would enable him to be the beloved of his father, Isaac, relatively, comparatively speaking, did not have these same qualities, and therefore he was unlikely to be described as the one whom Abraham loved. If the expression was used for any one of the two, most certainly it would be more appropriately and aptly qualify to be described for Ishmael and not for Isaac. May God enable us to know the truth that he has expressed in the various books that he has revealed, and may he enable us to open our hearts for whatever is correct and whatever makes sense.